Welcome to the fun show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I'm Jessica Mullen.
And this is your hour of fun.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I got a tip from the universe, yes. Whatever those things are called, Mike Dooley on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And
what does toot stand for?
I can never remember. All I think of it is tips from the universe.
But totally universal tutorial.
It might as well be. I don't remember what toot is. Tips, whatever.
T-U-T. Okay.
So on his email, he wrote this paragraph, and then it's irrelevant, but the second paragraph was, and you should smile because smiles become things too.
Okay.
And at first I was like, here's another guy telling people to smile.
Telling women to smile.
It's very triggering, not like I personally get offended, but I cannot hear a man say smile without thinking of every time a man has told me to smile, you know? But I still wanted to know what you think about that, because we've talked about this magic of smiling before, and I just love the concept of it. Of us, smiles become things too, just like thoughts become things.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it all goes back to the feeling. Like,
right.
Have you ever told your story about like the first day you did smiling? I think you've told it before, right? So she was riding her bike and she just decided to smile like the whole time she was riding back from class, and it like had a massive impact on her mood.
It set me off on my spiritual journey.
Yeah, so
at least part 17.
I totally agree with that. I mean, of course, I could argue about the semantics of it, but I agree with the general concept.
I really want to remember to smile more, but there's such a self-consciousness about it. Like,
you mean like in public?
Or just like you come into my office and I'm just like, hey.
I wouldn't think anything of it.
I know. It's just like,
I mean, it would be obvious.
It's like a insecurity or something, like I know I'm faking it, you know? Like,
I'm just... But the feeling isn't fake.
Right.
It's so weird. Like, it brings about... That can cause a feeling.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, huh?
Very interesting. Is it because the feeling is associated with emotion, or somehow does that act create a feeling?
It's hard to tell, but if a thought can make a feeling, then essentially what you do with your body is a thought, so that would make a feeling too, right?
Right, like it's just a memory, basically. Like I was reading, I don't even remember, I think it was that book on time. Someone was like, they had lost their memory, and so they like didn't cry at funerals.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was only from memory that you like know you're supposed to cry at funerals, and so that's like a bodily memory also, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I could see that as being like the body, when it is smiling in this manner, it's always associated with feeling good.